In the Bible, is there any reference to the internet and what it was created for and where?
Okay. Yes, they talk about the communication going through the air and it being known, just like they laid out in all of Psalms, of how that was communicated. You sing a new song. You sing a new song unto the Lord that reaches to the far reaches, to the ages. In the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they talk about the gospel of Christ being preached to all the corners of the world, and that when that technology is in place, that'll be the end of time, and time will be no more. It talks about it in Revelation, of course, in Revelation 1. It goes into all of G.E. Philco, Galatians, Ephesians, Chronicles, and through James, it makes reference of the information superhighway of how the Word is. Then you go to Genesis, Exodus. It talks about the time before information could flow and how the information will flow to a position where it will be instant information, all-knowing will be made known instantly.
Yes, and since my chart is a picture of the Andromeme, which is the term, my term for the internet, then that's why my chart is in the Bible.
Especially lofty.
Yes, lofty. The four forces in the chart are I, Eloi, two, and lofty, with Bob pulling up the horse in the back when the winds began to howl.
Pulling up the horse. You have never even been on a horse.
Oh, remember that time God wanted to kick me off? He knocked me off since I got on.
Is your chart alluding to that you're pulling up the rear, being the horse that's there?
Yeah.
You're alluding to here, Bob.
There you go.
That's next year's address.